Welcome to another broadcast of the Bible Institute of the Air, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Our teacher today is Mr. Jesse Boyd, who until the time he went to be with his Lord, served for more than 20 years as a member of the Bible faculty at Bob Jones University. Today we present another in our continuing studies from the book of Genesis.
Turn, please, in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 7. Genesis chapter 7. In chapters 7 and 8 of the book of Genesis, we have a very interesting discussion revealed to us by the Lord concerning the period of time in which Noah and his family and the animals and birds that were preserved through the flood were in the ark. This chapter begins by saying, "And the Lord said unto Noah, Come, thou and all thy house, into the ark, for thee have I found righteous before me in this generation." As we saw in our last study, Noah became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith, as a result of his being moved with fear at the command of the Lord. And so the righteousness which God speaks to us here in Genesis 7:1, that he was righteous before God, was a faith kind of righteousness, a righteousness which was obtained by faith in God. You'll also notice that God gave instruction in this passage concerning the kinds of beasts that should be taken into the ark. Unclean beasts by pairs. Clean beasts by seven pairs, but male and female, for the preservation of their lives and also for the preservation of seed, that is, animals which could reproduce and have offspring. And we're told in verse 4, 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. In these verses that we've read now, first of all, God invited Noah into the ark, and Noah responded by coming into the ark. God had commanded Noah to build the ark, and Noah responded by obedience to that command. In verse 6, we're told, Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, into the ark because of the waters of the flood, of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean, of fowls and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass, after 7 days, that the waters of the flood were upon the earth, in the 600th year of Noah's life, the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day, were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Now, this information indicates that Noah and his family and the animals that were to be preserved in the ark, the 600th year of Noah's life, on the second month and the 10th day, and 7 days later, on the 17th day of the second month of Noah's 600th year, the flood began with the breaking up of the fountains of the deep and the opening of the windows of the heavens, so that waters came up from the depths of the earth and waters came down from the heavens upon the earth. And for 40 days, the waters from heaven came and flooded this earth. So it rained 40 days and 40 nights. Now let's read on in verse 13. In the selfsame day entered Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They, and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Now, it's a very interesting thing that in this passage, God continues to repeat the fact that the animals who went into the ark with Noah went in male and female. The clean animals by sevens, the unclean animals by two. And when they entered the ark, then the Lord shut the door so that the rains from heaven could not destroy those who'd found refuge in the ark of safety. Now verse 17. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. Now this means that the waters not only covered the mountains, but 15 cubits above the tops of all the mountains the water prevailed. Now, if a cubit is a foot and a half, this means that there were 22.5 feet of water above the highest of the mountains. You know, it's an interesting thing that liberals try to tell us that this was not a universal flood. Well, it certainly must have been some sort of an odd type of situation if the waters prevailed only in one area, 22.5 feet above the highest mountains, and other parts of the earth were not covered. It'd sort of be like a football sphere that we would have on this earth, wouldn't it? But the waters prevailed, and it prevailed over all the earth, says the Word of God, prevailed above the mountains 22.5 feet, so that all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both fowl and cattle and beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life of all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. And so this tells us that the waters prevailed up until the 600th year, the 7th month, and the 17th day of that month. Yes, it rained 40 days and 40 nights. The fountains of the deep were broken up for 40 days and 40 nights, but the waters prevailed 22.5 feet higher than the highest mountains for a period of 7 months upon the earth. Exactly 7 months. Now notice, God remembered Noah. God not only commanded Noah, and Noah obeyed. God not only invited Noah into the ark, and Noah responded to that invitation by entering. God shut Noah in, and Noah and all that were there were secure. Now, at the end of the period of the flood, we're told that God remembered Noah. And the result was that Noah looked out upon the purged earth, and he saw that the waters eventually would begin to assuage, and he took action toward discovering whether he and all flesh could safely come out of the ark. Notice in chapter 8 now, in verse 1, and God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark, and God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. and the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of 150 days were the waters abated. And the ark rested in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the 1st day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. So the waters then abated for 22.5 feet from the 7th month and the 17th day until the 10th month. And the first day of the month were the tops of the mountain seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days, after this then, Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried from off the earth. Now a raven is a fowl which is a carnivorous fowl and can subsist upon the carcasses and carnage of dead creatures. So it just went back and forth. It came to the ark evidently and back out until the waters were dried up. Also, he sent forth a dove. Now, this is a different kind of a bird from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. And then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth a dove out of the ark. And the dove came to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So vegetation had begun to sprout again. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth, and he stayed yet another 7 days, and sent forth a dove which returned not again to him any more. So it came to pass in the 601st year, the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the 2nd month, on the 27th day of the month, was the earth dried. So the 601st year of Noah's life, the 2nd month, and the 27th day of the month, he saw the earth was dry. God said to Noah, go forth from the ark. So Noah, his family, all of the creatures that were on the ark were in that ark for 1 year and 17 days and preserved and kept for a purged earth. And they came forth from that ark at the command of Almighty God. And the next thing we discover is that Noah built an altar to offer up a burnt offering of thanksgiving unto God for God's preservation. You know, we too can thank God for preserving Noah and the animals, for you and I are the offspring of Noah, and we thank God that he keeps his covenant. And my friend, God made a covenant with the Lord Jesus to purchase our redemption. And if you'll put your trust in what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross, God will save your soul.
You've been listening to another lesson by Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty of Bob Jones University. These studies from the book of Genesis were recorded by Mr. Boyd during his earthly ministry. Join us again next time for more helpful studies on the Bible Institute of the Air, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.